He was hitting on other girls in front of me at the bar.
A dirty secret was exposed.
I found out that he was cheating on me.
You locked him out of the house?
That night I did, yes.
Where was he supposed to go?
But the secrets didn't stop there.
I also have his criminal history.
I assumed you knew all about that.
I didn't know until recently.
You lived with him for 4 years.
I did. He's a very good liar.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Danielle Maples is suing her former live-in boyfriend, Daryl Twombly, for damaging her property and her car during several domestic arguments.
Order. All rise.
Your Honor, it's case number 474 on the calendar, the matter of Maples versus Twombly. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Miss Maples, when did you and Mr. Twombly live together?
Between 2006 and 2010.
Did you live in the same place or did you move?
For most of the time, we lived in the same place. We moved to a farmhouse in Henderson, Minnesota for 1 month.
Other than the 1 month, which is not the place where this problem occurred, where were you living?
In a townhouse in Prior Lake, Minnesota.
And you had a lease?
I own it.
When did you purchase it?
I purchased it in 2005.
And how did you share the expenses with Mr. Twombly?
I paid for most of the bills. Mr. Twombly had a job for a period of time. He also did exhibition riding on motorcycles and did help with expenses with some of that.
And on what date did this incident occur that you're complaining about?
The first incident was in March of 2010. He came home after drinking a little too much, and he was banging on the door, screaming at me, and I didn't want to let him in the house. I was afraid of him at the time, and he broke the window next to the door.
Did you lock him out of the house that night?
I did lock him out of the house at
that
time.
That's my question. You locked him out of the house?
That night I did, yes.
Okay. You know you have no right to do that.
I thought I did, but I guess I didn't.
No. That was his permanent residence. He had his mail there. He contributed to the residence. If you have a problem with him, to get him out of the residence, the response is not to lock him out in the middle of the night because you're angry because he was out drinking. Because if what you thought was, if he was out drinking and he was not rational, did you think he was going to get rational because you locked him out? Where was he supposed to go? You didn't care.
I didn't want him coming into my house and taking it out on me.
Well, so tell me what happened after you locked him out of the house, Miss Maples.
After I locked him out of the house, he came to the house.
Yes, I know. He was banging on the window and broke the window.
Yes.
And?
Then I let him in.
And then what happened?
And he apologized for everything that he had done prior that night.
Well, what had he done?
He was hitting on other girls in front of me at the bar.
So you had been out earlier that evening together?
Correct.
Ah, now it all comes clear. You see, you just have to ask the next question. So you were out together. It wasn't that you were home all night sitting and watching TV and knitting, and he came home drunk and you were afraid of him, so you locked the door. That's not what happened. Why are you shaking your foot? Don't do it. It's annoying. So he broke the window. You want to be compensated for the broken window?
I would like to be compensated, yes. He
did you break
told
the window?
Me that he would pay for it.
The window did break when I was banging on it to get
all
in.
All right. So who's supposed to pay for the broken window?
I thought the association would pay for the broken window because it's in a complex.
They may pay for it, but then they bill the homeowner. Do you understand?
Yes.
All right. So you got to pay for the broken window. That doesn't mean that I don't understand your frustration at being locked out. But your response is you go to the police station, you say, this is my home, she can't lock me out. Police will come in, they say to her, you cannot lock him out. He lives here.
Yes.
You may have to take him to housing court, but you can't lock him out. Then, of course, what you'd probably do is to go and get a protective order against you. Okay, so how much was the window, Miss Maples?
$425.
All right, what else?
Then we moved into a farmhouse, April of 2010. And I found out that he was cheating on me.
Just a minute. So after he had this violent outburst and you were afraid of him, you moved out of the townhouse and moved in with him someplace else?
Yes. I was in love with him, so
forget
I wanted to take care of
him. What's next?
What do you...
I want to know what's next. What else are you suing for? I just scratched off the window. If you're foolish enough to tell me the story that you were afraid of him and that's why you locked him out, and then, of course, you let him back inside, you had a fight, but then you're all made up and cuddled and lived together and then moved into another place together, I'm not interested in the window. Now, okay. Let's go. What else do you think he owes you for?
Okay, then we moved into a different place, and I found out he was cheating on me. I confronted him about it. He got very angry when I confronted him about it and started breaking a lot of stuff in the house. Wouldn't let me leave the house. And I finally was able to leave the house when I found a spare set of keys. He threw my cell phone at my car, which was only a month old. I just purchased the car. The cell phone was damaged, the car was damaged, and then I had to get a restraining order on him because he wouldn't leave me alone.
What do you mean he wouldn't leave you alone?
He was calling me nonstop. He went to my work to tell them lies about me.
Like what?
He told them that I was doing drugs, and I was not doing drugs. And he also was calling my friends. And once I left the farmhouse, he followed me to the house that I was going to stay at that night. And he would not leave me alone.
Tell me how it happened that he damaged your car with your cell phone.
I was leaving the house. I didn't.
You were leaving?
Yeah.
Okay, so you were leaving.
Yes.
Go ahead. Moment by moment.
Okay, he grabbed my cell phone.
From where?
From the countertop.
What countertop?
The countertop in the kitchen inside the house.
Go ahead.
Then he stepped outside the front door and started throwing the phone at my car. He threw it once, then he picked it up again. Then he threw it a second time while I was driving out of the lot and threw it a second time. Then he picked it up a second time and he threw it a third time. Then I was finally leaving the lot, and that's how he threw the phone in my car.
Go ahead, Mr. Twombly.
I did not do any of that. I never got the phone. She left. She had the phone in her hands. She was leaving. Why would you not take your phone if you're leaving, especially out of the place? She threw the phone at me, and it hit the car. And, I mean, she's just blaming it on me. It's a lie.
I also have his criminal history that shows all of his history of the things that he's done to other people's.
I'm not interested.
Okay.
I assume you knew all about that.
I didn't know until recently.
You lived with him for 4 years.
I did. He's a very good liar.
You lived with him for 4 years. Did he display those traits when he was living with you? Is not an answer.
A little bit, yes.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
How could she take out a SIM card and put it in a new phone? It had just been flung at her car.
She had the phone
with her. Explain that to me, Miss Maples.
Huh?
Ha is what? What kind is ha?
And later today.
What are you doing with a car that doesn't have insurance?
I was not driving the car.
I don't believe that. I don't believe you, with three children, you're not driving the car without insurance. No question in my mind.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Danielle Maples says ex-boyfriend Daryl Twombly owes for breaking her window and for throwing her cell phone at her car. Daryl is countersuing for the return of a laptop and a camera.
Now, do you have a receipt for a new phone?
Yeah.
I'd like to see the receipt for the new phone. May 4th, date shipped, $130 to Danielle Maples. Fine. Now, that's your problem. $130 for a new phone. Now, can I see the alleged damage to your car?
This is the original picture, and then these are the two other pictures. Would you like the receipt of the estimate for the car?
Yes. Okay, now, you have a counterclaim, Mr. Twombly. You say that the plaintiff took your laptop and camera.
Yes, Your Honor.
When?
When she was moving out, after all of this happened, she was moving.
You mean out of the farmhouse?
Out of the farmhouse, yes. When she was moving out, I was there for a second just to grab some things, and I left. But I didn't want to be there when she moved out. I wanted to let her get her things and get out, because at that point,
fine.
I didn't want to talk to her. But she took my laptop and my camera in that period of time when she was moving out. And I had asked her about it.
Did you ask her about it?
The day of or the day after about the laptop. She said that it was...
How did you ask her about it?
Through phone.
What phone?
She had an extra phone. I believe she had a SIM card in her phone. She could just take out, put it into a new phone. I believe she had an old phone, one of mine actually, that was laying around.
How could she take out a SIM card?
It just comes out in the back of the phone.
No, I understand. How could she take out a SIM card that's on the ground? It'd just been flung at her car. How could she take out a SIM card, put it in a new phone?
She had
or
the phone.
A different phone?
She had the phone
Explain
with her
Explain that
left.
To me, Miss Maples.
Huh?
Ha is what? What kind is ha?
Don't look on the floor. Okay, I was
he
able...
He called you?
He called me.
He called you on a cell phone, which is how he calls you. You had a cell phone prior to May 5th when you bought this new phone, according to you. Explain to me how you got the SIM card out of the old phone that had been thrown at your car.
I was able to get the phone that he threw at my car. It was still in the grass.
So he threw the phone at your car and you drove away. How did that come about that you came back and got the phone that was on the grass?
I came back after he left the house.
So you came back and you picked up the phone?
Yes. It was not usable, but I was able to get my SIM card out.
Where did you put the SIM card?
Into a separate phone that I had. A phone that you had from where? That I had from before I bought that phone.
That was working?
Yes.
Go.
Well, after she came back and got the phone.
So you called her and asked her where your laptop and camera were. What kind of camera?
It was a Canon camera I used for my exhibition riding, for my work stuff on my computer that
Where's
I didn't have.
Where's his camera? Where's his camera?
That's not his camera and that's not his laptop. They were given to me as gifts.
Given to you as gifts by whom?
By him, before we broke up.
How many computers do you have?
One.
The one computer that you have is the computer that you took from the house?
I did not take the computer. He owed me $1,400, and that magically disappeared.
Just a second. He owed you $1,400 from what?
I gave him $1,400 for the rent for the farmhouse, and the $1,400 somehow disappeared. Then he gave me a laptop and a camera to replace the $1,400, and that's where I got the laptop and the camera. So they were gifts. I did not take them from him.
Had he used the camera for work?
He had never used the camera.
What do you mean? So it was a brand new computer and a brand new camera?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mr. Twombly. I'm having trouble with her.
I have pictures on the camera from me actually riding. So there's pictures of me on my bike on that camera. So I don't know how I never used the camera. And I have used the laptop for work. Those are my only
two
means.
What did Ms. Maples say when you asked her about the laptop and the camera?
F you. Basically, I deserve them for all I've done for you in the past. She knew at this point, she was taking
care... Don't tell me what she knew.
She was taking care of me. She didn't want me to get a job. I tried to get my own job because I didn't like not having a job. Okay, so she knew at any point she could yank the plug.
Don't tell me what she knew, sir.
Yes, sir.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
Maybe you unplugged the battery and you had to plug in the battery. You didn't have to do any of that stuff, did you, sir?
No, ma'am.
You went and took the key, turned it on, and it just went, started right up.
Right up, Your Honor. Yes.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Danielle Maple says ex-boyfriend Daryl Twombly owes for breaking her window and for throwing her cell phone at her car. Daryl is countersuing for the return of a laptop and a camera.
Now, how old are you?
I'm 28.
You want to get a job?
Yes, I do.
Get a job?
I'm working on it. It's hard.
What does that have to do with her, whether or not you have a job?
Those things I used for work, those made me money.
No, you said to me she didn't want me to work. She was basically taking care of me.
I was working when I was with her. I did get my own job. I took it upon myself to get a job, and I worked.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do. What, do you want a medal for that? That's what grown-ups do.
No.
They get a job. They support themselves.
That's what I did. I did get one. I'm not saying I didn't want to work.
Miss Maples.
Yeah. Yes.
You have the camera and the laptop?
I do.
Very good. You get your money, $700 for the car and $150 for your phone as soon as he gets back the laptop and the camera. You understand?
Okay.
Great. Thank you very much. That's all.
It's our excuse. You may step out.
She's been harassing me. She put a restraining order on me.
He's violent and...
has been harassing me for months.
He wouldn't leave me alone, so I had to get a restraining order.
She has a restraining order on me, and she's contacting me.
He was stalking me.
She's trying to ruin my life.
Avoid people like that?
I honestly want her to leave me alone. Otherwise, I'm going to have to try to put a restraining order on her.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter, Davis versus Davis. Step forward, please.
James Davis is suing his daughter, 26-year-old Sonia Davis, for reimbursement for tickets he received while driving her uninsured car.
Mr. Davis, your lawsuit really is one amount of money, but there were two separate instances. So let me try to succinctly put them into perspective. You went to visit your daughter. This is your daughter.
Yes, ma'am.
And she has children, so you were visiting your grandchildren. There came a time when the children had to be picked up at school. Another relative had other kids. Instead of walking over to the school, you took your daughter's car with your daughter in it to go and pick up the children from school. So far, correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
Your grandchildren, how many children?
My aunt.
No, how many of your children were there?
Three.
And your aunt had how many children with her?
Three.
So there were six. And what kind of car do you have?
SUV, Jeep, Grand Cherokee.
So there was you and your father and six children is eight. And your aunt?
Yes, ma'am.
All piled in after school. Well, they're really, the kids weren't in their seat belts, and you started to drive, and the police stopped the car. The car had no insurance.
That's correct, yeah.
And you were given a ticket for children riding in the car without seat belts.
Yes, sir.
Because they were all over the place. And you believe your daughter is responsible for paying those tickets.
Yes, sir.
Is that simplistically what the case is about?
That's correct.
Yes, ma'am.
And the reason I say there are two different parts to it is, how would your father know that your car had no insurance?
Because I made him fully aware before he decided to drive us to the school.
Is that right? Did your daughter tell you that the car had no insurance?
No, in fact, Your Honor, we went out to her garage and I asked her before I even got in the vehicle, I said, Sonia, do you have insurance before I drive this car because of our history in the past?
What kind of history?
Well, in the past, I've driven a car of hers that didn't have it. And for that simple reason that I've been burnt once, I asked that. And she said, yes, Daddy, I do.
Well, whether you did or didn't have this conversation is not particularly relevant. You let your father drive a car that didn't have insurance. What are you doing with a car that doesn't have insurance?
The car was just resting in the back of my garage.
The car was what?
It was resting in the back of my garage. I was not driving the car.
I don't believe that. How many cars did you have?
One.
Then I don't believe you, with three children, you're not driving the car without insurance. No question in my mind. No question. You drove the car, he drove the car. Whenever you had to take your children someplace, you drove the car. There's no question in my mind. Because how long hadn't you had insurance? How many months?
It was
months
a couple of months
you
that I didn't have insurance.
A couple of months. So if a couple of months you hadn't had insurance, and you mean this Jeep just started right up when your father got in the car? After having been idle in the garage for months? Just started right up like that? Or maybe you unplugged the battery and you had to plug in the battery. You didn't have to do any of that stuff, did you, sir?
No, ma'am.
You went and took the key,
no,
and you turned it on, and it just went, started right up.
Right up, right? Your Honor. Yes.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
How much was the ticket for insurance? Just the insurance part.
$543, Your Honor, and 40 cents.
Just for the insurance?
Yes, that's correct, Your Honor.
And how much was the ticket for driving with all the kids in the car without seat belts?
$772.20.
That's your problem.
Okay.
Lack of insurance is her problem. You driving the car, because you're an intelligent man, with all those kids in the car, without seat belts on, and you know what the law is.
Yes, Your Honor.
I can't ascribe that transgression to her, because all you had to do was get out of the car and say, I'm not driving this car. I'm not driving these kids. Too many kids in this car, too many people in this car, I'm not driving. You were unlucky that you got stopped a couple of blocks that you had to drive home. But you're responsible for the ticket for the insurance because it was your car, $543. Your dad's responsible for $772.20, which is driving without proper seat belts for children. Is that fair, sir?
That is, that's, yes, Your Honor.
Good. That's my judgment. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Just want my daughter to know I love her.
It's very upsetting.
It's just, I want her to have good morals.
The simple fact that it's supposed to be my father.
To have integrity.
And he's supposed to be the type of person to teach me responsibility.
And not be afraid of the truth.
And be able to make this the kind of last resort.
But you have to be accountable.
Instead of the first resort, but I'm used to it.
In this life, and the law is the law.